Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sportsbook in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sportsbook in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to the Cobras and Fire Podcast, part of the Decibel Geek Podcast Network. Now get up and get your grandma out of here.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. My name is Baco, and I am joined by the public restroom phobic, Luce Cannon. Luce, how are you this evening?
I am excellent. I am at home, so I am not in a. If I need to poop or pee, I am in the confines of a sanitary situation.
A safe zone.
A safe zone. Yes. If I could add, but yeah, I just want to say, last episode was a bit of a cathartic experience, wouldn't you say?
Oh man, we piled through a lot of stuff and actually got in each other's grill a little bit too.
But yeah, I just want to say, if you want to go back, there's a couple of things, but one of the things that I highly, from last episode, I've been thinking about it, and I'm just, I was so fascinated with it, was the whole Black Veil Brides game show. And I got to tell you, that was very difficult for me. I mean, all the lyrics were horrible, and and I could not tell the difference. And I'm just afraid that do you think the Black Veil Brides were listening, and what do you think could happen?
They'll probably be stealing some of my lyrics that I wrote.
And I think, but maybe you can get a co-write. What do you say?
I'm always open for any type of credit, good or bad. So
what's one of the names of their songs? Give me one.
I don't know. I only had lyrics, not in titles.
Mascara and Fakeness?
Mascara and Fakeness. What were some of the... You texted me during the show. What were some of the... You had an alternative name for Black Veil Brides. We kind of went back and forth.
I did. I don't know. For some reason, I was so amused that you were at a Black Veil Brides concert. But
and my wife loves them.
Yeah, okay. So, Black Veil Brides, I said... This is almost like the Rob Halford thesaurus thing. If you think of it. Instead of Black Veil Brides, I did Onyx Scarfed Bitches. What did you do?
Raven Cloaked Marriage Partner.
Can you see that? Like, first off, we're going further. Just be like the carnival barker. Everybody, come into the stage. Raven Cloaked Marriage Partners.
And then, like, 14-year-old girls, which, by the way, their audience is still like 14-year-old girls. Like, yeah, I love.
You hear that sound like all the girls.
RCMP.
You hear the sound like when the Beatles take the stage.
Yeah. You had another one, though.
I do. Let me look here. I'm looking at the text chain. Okay. Come to the stage. Cole Kerchiefed Cunt. Go ahead. What was yours?
Coming to the stage. Put your hands together for Ebony Curtain Spouses. I think their name says it all. Nonsense.
Okay, so basically it's two adjectives and a noun.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Black veiled, so it's no, like concrete.
No verbs, no adverbs.
Anyway, all right, let's move on for Black Veil Brides. I think we're losing our audience. Continue.
Well, on the text theme, I have kind of a funny story to share.
Please.
There was a group text that I was involved with you and the Mothership founder, Chris Sinzak. You recall this recently? Let me just read from my screen exactly how this follows, okay?
Okay,
so I wake up to kind of a back and forth between two and you, the two of you. But the first text is on September 20th, 2017, and it's from Chris to both of us saying, "Love seeing your pics from the day. Have fun, fellas." Now, that, if you don't recall, is in reference to us seeing Gene at that baseball park in St. Paul.
Yeah, Gene and Ace, yep. Mm-hmm.
The very next one that I get, so this is the next text in this thread for me, is January 4th, so almost, you know, 3 months later, 4 months later. It's from Chris saying, "I'm highly disappointed that you guys haven't responded to such a keen observation. You say, I apologize in my delay of listening to a Steelheart dog. Let me get on this immediately, if not sooner. Chris says, it's worth it for the comedy, trust me. You say, I didn't want to play at home because I have dogs. It sure sounds like show material. Chris says, do an A-B comparison to Rolling in the Deep. And then I finally chime in with, I'm pretty sure I missed something. Can I get anyone a glass of water?" Now, for the longest time, I had no idea. When I saw that, what my first reaction was, at the time, I was about two episodes behind on Decibel Geek. I figured something was said that I missed. So before I, you know, after I responded, I went back and listened to both of them. And then I called you to find out what is going on. I don't know what's happening. And then you explained this whole thing. And I sent you the screenshot of what I just said, saying, this is all I saw. So one of the things I don't like is group text, because all the notifications you get.
The worst.
And trying to figure out a way to, like, remove myself from a group text I was involved with. It was like this dark spiral, this pit of evil. I found that you could block words, and Adele had just released a record.
Hello. It's me.
I don't want any texts that use the word Adele in it. And this is like two years ago, you know. So I put that in there. And it wasn't until recently that I was doing something else that I stumbled across that. And I'm like, oh, because you explained to me what the whole text was. And I'm like, well, I didn't get all that. It was like I don't remember. Some song sounded like an Adele song, and he wanted us to riff on it. But So anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. I know Sinzak, you know, he's like, you know, has no idea. Like, I have no idea what was even going on, man.
No, but my whole thing is that, do you have any other filter except for Adele?
Was the only one.
That is hilarious, though, that you put the only thing that's a filter isn't anything else, isn't any kind of just Adele. Fuck Adele. Not Kanye West or whoever the normal pop star or somebody's
gonna Yeah, know. So I missed like half that text conversation because it had the word Adele in it.
Anyway, there's a Steelheart song out there that sounds like Adele per Chris Sinzak.
Take off your silky whites, put on your high heels.
right, Baco. So besides, you know, your the Black Veil Bride's veiled, kerchiefed bitches, what other show have you seen in the last month or so?
Well, Tom Kiefer was just in town. That was kind of fun, except for I was sick as fuck. But
was that last the week that you took off and died?
Yeah, I had a week off of work, and basically the very Monday, I started to feel like shit, and it didn't go away. I'm just now getting out of it, actually. It's about almost 2 weeks
later. Yeah, I was very disappointed because I was like, you have the whole week off. That means that I could maybe schedule a podcast, but of course you got sick. So that was very disappointing. But you actually went to a concert. That's very courageous. And by the way, we've kind of recapped this before. Tom Kiefer, I'll just give my summary real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Saw him about 6 months. No, I think it was around...
I thought it was October.
Yeah, it was October-ish, and I'd finally seen him before. I hadn't seen him since I saw Cinderella like many years ago.
It's
and
killer,
I just,
right?
Just spot on, fun, smiled the whole time. So give me your experience.
Well, this is like I think the fourth time I've seen him since he's been he released his solo record and is kind of focusing on the Tom Kiefer Band. And boy, I mean, other than feeling like dog shit and wishing I didn't actually leave the house, it was great.
Were you kind of like a cold or something, or
was it? I don't know. I mean, it was flu-like symptoms. I mean, if you want to get graphic, my mucus never turned yellow. I never got, but I had the chills. You know, I mean, I knew I was in trouble when we're driving out there in a preheated car, and I'm breaking out into a cold sweat just sitting there driving.
Hold on, I got to interrupt you. Now, if you, if there was like a contest that night, who sweat more, you or Tom Kiefer?
He still sweat more.
Which is amazing. Yeah. I think that guy halfway through, there should be like a solo where he just, there's like a shower on the side of the stage, right?
Yeah.
Hose him down.
Autograph opened up, and I don't know if you read my review, but it dawned on me that, like, you know how like bands, like even Tom Kiefer, he does a pretty good job of balancing the old and the new,
sure.
Focusing very heavy on the old, but tastefully placing in new songs. Autograph almost benefits from only having one song anybody knows. It's like, so nobody knows these are new or old songs, and this is very much a local kind of towny crowd. A lot of snowmobile jackets and Coors Light tall boys going down that night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me describe. How would I feel in this?
Oh, this would have been a huge ego boost. You would have been wondering why you like this music if these people like it too.
Why do I like this music so much?
I haven't been to this venue for 10 years. The last show I saw there was Lynch Mob during George Lynch's rap metal phase. Did you even know about that?
Only in the last couple of years when somebody mentioned it. And then I actually went back on Spotify. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, it was the night before Thanksgiving, so it's kind of a party night, right? And there were so few people there that you could go to the bathroom and come back and stand in front of the stage pretty much wherever you want. There may have been 20 people there. It's kind of a weird place. It's almost out of the Twin Cities suburb area, right? It's in the far northwest corner. The concert venue is actually above a bowling alley, and I'm not kidding. And they used
to above a bowling alley. So I've never seen anything above. Hold on for a second. I've never seen any bowling alley with things above it.
It's more of a ballroom than anything that you would have a wedding at. But they host concerts all the time, usually of this ilk. Like tonight it was Jack Russell and Firehouse.
So in between songs, can you hear people go, "Yeah, fucking strike!"
Well, when it's dead, yes, but it was pretty packed. So you know, I mean, it had the ambiance of a regular show. But the problem is the ceiling's not very high. As a matter of fact, last time I was there, they had a false ceiling that they have since taken out. But it really didn't help too much. I saw Dio there, and you couldn't see him at all because the stage is about knee high, and everything is flat. There is no like second level that's even slightly raised. Everything is floor level. So the further back you get, the worse it is. And they made no accommodations for photographers. So I had to basically fight with people that are watching the show to get the pictures I got, which is why they're largely garbage. Not Dio, Tom Kiefer, but I saw Dio there, you know, way back in the day.
Just not, so you know, it's easier to photograph now. They've made him taller. With
yes, yes. He probably floats around and hovers over you as a hologram.
He flies over the audience.
But the sound was I knew something was wrong when between autograph and Tom Kiefer, the woman was like, "Is everybody having a good time? Thanks for coming out." That whole deal. And it was ear piercing. I literally had to hide behind a barrier because it hurt just to hear her talk. And now, you know, these things are EQ'd with, you know, it's all frequencies and stuff to make the instruments cut through. This sounds like an old PA. As you know, I've been in bands and I've also go to a lot of shows. I'm familiar with the whole concept of how this works. My ears were ringing like it was the first concert I ever saw. I haven't had that experience. I've been at a festival all day with no earplugs, and it didn't bother me. This was like it was a loud ringing on the way home and for most of the next day. And it was because of the way this thing was EQ'd, and it was just shitty. It was flat. It was harsh. And it just kind of ruined the evening because Tom Kiefer was killing it. His band, as you know, is great. It was his birthday. They brought a cake out. Jesus Christ, make it sound fucking good.
Did he sweat all over it?
He blew all the candles out. Probably used a lot of sweat to help, huh?
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't even blow it out. It just drips over all the candles. But no, but like to me, it sounds like you're just kind of describing my experience of like, you know, like you told me like years ago when you saw Motorhead, you like hide in the hallway.
Yeah, but that
right?
was ear piercing volume. This was not that loud of a show.
It was just piercing. I got you what you're saying. Yeah. It was just the way that
I've definitely been
was.
In louder concerts and it didn't bother me. It was like because, you know, there are frequencies we can't hear and you can crank the volume on those and it won't bother you.
So they're called Steelheart. But no, I know what you're talking about. Like, I saw this doom metal band with a buddy of mine a couple months ago, and that actually made me buy earplugs the next day. Like these. There's actually these earplugs called Ear Peace, P-E-A-C-E. Okay. I got them at Amazon. They're actually really good. They don't. You know how earplugs? It sucks. Like if it's so loud.
When is Amazon going to endorse this show? Amazon and the untucked shirts. Those should be our two endorsers.
They should. It'd be like buy earpiece.
Want to return shit for free?
Return shit for free? You shop on Amazon, hack. But yeah. So anyway, earpiece. That's I'm going to endorse them because I'm sure you have the same situation. Like I've gone to concert with Fat Bastard and he goes, here's some earplugs, and I put them in. I'm like,
can't hear anything.
Yes, I can't hear anything. It's like this sucks. But these actually have like a. They're not as bad. Like you can still hear, but it kind of like kills the talking about.
Exactly. They try to cut out the bad noise. Mm-hmm. There's another brand called Heroes that are supposedly pretty good. I've never tried either one. So you got, huh?
I did. They're called Earpiece, and they're actually endorsed by like Metallica and a bunch of other. They have like. They have like pictures of like Hetfield with them on. Anyway, they do work. I do have to say that they're not bullshit. They're like $15, and the funny thing is about them too. I can't believe we're talking about earplugs so much. The funny thing about them is that they come in this metal case that that attaches to your keychain.
Metal,
okay? Huh?
Metal case.
Metal, yes, it's a metal. But it looks every time I have them because you put them in your pocket and you can't lose them either way. Every time I take them out, it looks like I'm taking a vial of Coke. I'm about to do a line.
Bonus.
Everybody's like, "What the?" You know what I mean? And even the guy that you know, now you go to the concerts, you have to put your wallet through the metal detector, and you put things like a trough. Do they have those? Do they do that in Minnesota or not?
Some places, but typically the girls are topless.
That's not true. The
go to anyway, Augie's downtown Minneapolis. Ba boom.
Okay, but when I do that though, they actually do open it up and dump it out because they think there's like cocaine in it. Anyway, earpiece, get them, go.
going to concerts, Lewis. What have you been up to?
I've seen a few. I saw what I think I've mentioned before. Did I mention this? All the this thing called Hell's Bells, which is all these chicks.
Yeah.
AC/DC. Yeah. All right. All right. I've seen them twice now. Both times fun.
Sorry about that.
Have you seen them before?
No, but I've seen the Iron Maidens and Paradise Kitty and just don't whatever. I've seen.
Yeah,
Priss.
No, I know. Like, you've seen Priss? Are they horrible?
Well,
they
I've seen
horrible.
Them on video. Sorry, the other ones I've seen live. Tribute bands in general are garbage. Carry on.
Yeah. But this one is actually the woman looked exactly like you would think they would look. It's an AC/DC tribute band. They're not like the Iron Maidens or Priss. They look somewhat attractive. Anyway, but that was one. And the other one I saw was that I was like super excited about was Corrosion of Conformity and Black Label Society. And so I saw them here in Denver in a small, I think it was the Ogden I saw them at. Ogden or Bluebird. They're all pretty much the same. But it's like maybe 2,000 people. It was on a Tuesday or Wednesday, completely packed. And have you seen Black Label Society live before?
Yes.
Okay. So the whole place was, it was definitely packed with, I don't know if it was from COC or Black Label. There's definitely a ton of, you know, BLS jackets and
the Denver
like that.
Chapter.
Yeah, exactly. It actually does look like the oh god damn it.
Sons
What's
of Anarchy.
Show? Thank you. Sons of Anarchy. The cut or whatever on the back. And so but I was there for Corrosion of Conformity. I like Zakk Wylde. Corrosion of Conformity. I'll just summarize it like this. How many albums do you own by them?
Corrosion.
I mean, I'm sorry, not Corrosion. Black Label. How many albums?
Oh,
do you have?
5 or 6.
Right. And I think that they have a 15% or 20% tops. Do you like any album front to back by them?
No. And the weird thing is my favorite record by them, too. I think it's largely garbage until, like, song 8. And then, like, the rest of it is great. I think it's the Order of the Black.
Yeah, mine is my favorite by them is probably Blessed Hellride, and I went back to it, and there's maybe 3 songs I'd like. I mean, they have album covers. Again, one of these things I will say for we always try to help. Which is the album that has nuns playing pool in the front of it?
I don't remember what it's called. I own that.
Exactly. They come out with one. At one point, Zakk Wylde, because he's a funny guy in interviews, he said at some point, he goes, he had an interview for whatever his last album was, and they go, describe the songs in your album. And he goes, like, basically they sound like all the other songs I've ever done with different titles, is what he said. You don't think it's funny?
It is now.
I mean, seriously, that's a balls move. That's being completely honest. And
yeah.
So Black Label Society was a headliner, but who should have been the headliner? Was Corrosion of Conformity. Now, Deliverance and Wise Blood are excellent 90s records. I always put Corrosion as kind of like an updated version of Black Sabbath. With Pepper Keenan is the only version that I am interested in. I saw them with Metallica on the Load tour. They opened. Did you see that tour or not?
I did not.
Okay. So that's the one that Metallica played in the round and everything like that. Corrosion opened. And you know, it's a big deal for them. I mean, opening for Metallica? Are you kidding me? The Load wasn't their peak, but that popularity wise, massive. And they were horrible that night. Just I don't know if they were going through a whole drug or drinking phase, but everything was off, and I was so disappointed. So I was kind of like had apprehension seeing them this time. But oh my God, these guys! Pepper Keenan comes out. He looks like a Waylon Jennings of rock, just weathered, badass, fucking just kills it. Vocals perfect. Everybody is on point. My only complaint was they didn't play more off of Deliverance and Wise, but what they did is kind of like please everybody. They played like 1 or 2 tracks off of all their albums with Pepper on it. I got to see him on a headline show. You know, it was only like 8 or 9 songs, but they absolutely killed it. If they're coming to your town, see them. Black Label Society left after 4 songs. Did you see Zakk Sabbath?
Yes.
You know what the great thing about Zakk Sabbath is?
What's that?
Zakk Wylde is playing just like energetic versions of good songs. And that's the problem. Even if you're a huge Black Label Society, you got to admit that a lot of their stuff is kind of not that great. So I had a great time. It was like a two ends of the spectrum. Loved seeing Zakk Sabbath. Black Label Society, not so much, so we took off. But COC comes to your town, CM. I'm going to play one track. It's my favorite track off this album. To pooping at work etiquette, or what do you want to talk about?
Let's hold up on the pooping at work.
End on a high note.
Yes, end on a high note. So okay. let's back that up a little bit.
Done.
One of my favorite bands, one of my I don't know, they're definitely in my top five, is Calling It Quits Loose. Do you believe it?
Mm-hmm. Stray Cats.
Stray Cats are done.
Damn it. Again.
Yeah, and Slayer's doing a farewell tour, too, by the way.
Yes. Yes. I heard, I think Charlie from Anthrax had some things to say about that, I understand.
Yeah, we talked about it in the interview. But as you know, I am a pretty big Slayer fan, have been for a pretty pretty big chunk of my life, at least since 1990, maybe a little sooner. But this one I believe. You know, you get kind of dubious with these farewell tours, but you got a guy that they clearly don't want to bring back in the band in Dave Lombardo, a guy who is clearly...
Why, though? What's the backstory there? Is there any...
I think he's a bitch, and they're sick of dealing with him. And I think when he is, because he's a great drummer.
You do think that there is something missing with him not in there, right?
When I do, live? Yes. And considering that he can still do the gig, it kind of sucks. But I do think the fact that he's not there means it's more than just Kerry King being an asshole.
Can I ask something more about Dave Lombardo, though?
Yeah.
Out of curiosity. So his drumming style is always, how would you just, is it because he's just, is it jazzy or what is it? Because it is unique.
It's thrash. It is like almost like.
But it's not on point. Like,
it's, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not jazz, but because he kind of sticks to a 4-4 formula as far as the timing, but he's so inventive with his fills.
That's what I was going to ask you. It's the fills.
I mean, he's constantly playing something other than the straight beat.
That's what I'm asking. Okay.
Just more acrobatic than anything. He's just a straight up thrash rock metal drummer. I mean, but he just does so much. You know, he's almost like Eddie Van Halen's, you know, like just kind of this virtuosic guy. He's basically playing rock and roll, but he's throwing a ton of stuff in there at the time. But
For example, I'm just asking in general. Like Charlie is a machine too. I love his, but he's not.
He's a little more straightforward though. He doesn't.
Right, right.
He doesn't like. I mean, he doesn't do fills during verses. He doesn't follow a fill with a fill.
You know? Okay, so this both. You know why? Because he's drinking coffee.
He's steeping.
What is it called? His French fries, French pressing.
Yeah,
between the fills.
So,
all right, continue.
Lombardo is the Slayer drummer. Not often, you know. Do you get a band that you care that much about the drummer? You got your Peter Criss, Charlie Watts, and Lombardo kind of guys. So
don't care about Peter Criss. Keep going.
I'm sorry, but his drumming was a big part of their music. So
the first 4 years, yes.
Yeah, suck your balls, man.
Continue.
Anyway, yeah, so Slayer, you know, I believe it because I think Tom and Kerry, the two remaining original members, are not eye to eye. I think Tom is physically burnt and beat up and just ready to call it a day. I don't think he necessarily wanted to keep going after Jeff Hanneman passed away. And this one just seems more legit as far as that. However, they sold out tickets here locally. The cheapest ticket was $100 with a $30 surcharge.
Wow.
I saw them at the Myth, and those tickets, on the Repentless tour about a year and a half ago, not sold out at a smaller venue with Testament, who's also playing with them at this thing. And it was like $35, so I don't know.
Of course.
They're clearly got some interest.
That's a good cash. Do you think if you do go see him, would you bring him a care package, like a beard conditioner or any kind of wash?
I'd probably just bring a mirror, you know.
I remember years ago, they used the same picture. I love Blabbermouth because their stock photos, they use the same one for like a year or two. There's one where he's wearing a shirt that says Hershey's on it, and he looks like he's in between eating a sandwich and his beard. I think like half the sandwich is in it. It is amazing, that beard, isn't it?
Oh, it's so gross. Yeah, like they got Gary Holt from Exodus in the band, and I remember this is how I got on their manager's good side too. Is that I did a record review and I commented on like they brought him in just to have somebody in a gross beard contest with Tom.
Wins?
Yeah, Tom does. Tom's beard is grosser.
Oh my God! I mean, there's. I don't think there's any other band, but that they I'm just trying to think of, you know, the whole thing about Danzig buying cat litter and stuff like that. I mean, would they retire what are they going to do, like, on a daily basis? They can't go to Home Depot
exactly.
or something like that.
I mean, it's like,
you got to change. You got to change that look.
I don't. I mean, can you? You are, when you're in Slayer, you're kind of Slayer. You know what I mean? It's not like you can suddenly, like, you know, backyard home remodeler or like, I really like to cook ribs.
Right. I mean, you can't all of a sudden start. Can you imagine like Kerry King gardening?
Although that guy
like that?
From Faith No More went on to become giant pumpkin grower.
Is that right? You mean the guitarist?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Gnarly, like, this is my fucking look, and like. And now I'm into gourds. So maybe it's possible. Maybe Kerry King can become like a guy who likes takes old like semi tires and turns them into pots, like a pottery. Like you can grow, what do you call that? Like, you know what I'm talking about? You like throw vegetation in it.
but how would you like to see Kerry King online on Etsy
selling aprons?
some curated
the Kerry King Pinterest page. Yeah, like, check out this mushroom brioche I made today.
But what if Tom ends up doing, like, you know, they have those waxed mustache contests or whatever.
Ooh.
Where everybody, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But what if he gets really into grooming and he starts doing the, there's like some kind of wax for the beard. I would love to see that beard, like, just like almost like a makeover. He's probably a very handsome man. What do you say? Or he looks, or he just look like a very well-tailored terrorist.
Could be like a Tom Araya beard of the month club or something, like a Dollar Shave Club, but it's Tom Araya's.
So you're a huge fan. Would you go for this final show if you had to pay the full price for a basic general admission or shitty seat?
Nope.
Because you've seen them how many times?
I don't know. At least 10. I mean, more than
probably
that.
Gonna play,
I'm sure more than that.
Gonna...
I don't really need to see this lineup either with...
Oh, that's
true. You know, it's more of that. If it was, if Lombardo was still in it, I'd probably would definitely go. And if Hanneman was still alive, it would be a no-brainer. So here you want to talk some shit, Cannon.
I do. Yeah, I want to talk about, I guess...
No. Hold on. Choose your words carefully. Don't chikini this up.
So I want to talk about some some work pooping etiquette. Yes?
Yes.
Does that work? Okay. Uh-huh. You have your coffee. You're a coffee man, aren't you?
I am. I'm also very regular, and I let my wife know when things go off schedule.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Now, if I could describe this to you, first off, I am not a big fan of pooping at work. In my other job, basically, it was like all these little branches where there's only like five or six people in. It was a sales environment. And you basically knew when you blew up whoever blew up the toilet. You know what I mean? Like it was like that. So for me, I don't enjoy it. I also, first off, every single thing at work right now is the dually. One pisser, one toilet, one open door. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. There's 50 people there at this company total. There's a total of three bathrooms set up this way, and there's three owners that work there, and they're there every day. Now, I am not exaggerating, but I go to take a piss, like, let's say once, whatever, I take a piss. It doesn't fail. Somebody is shitting in there all day. Of the 50 people, every time I go in there, somebody's shitting, and I immediately leave. Because I'm not sure if you would feel uncomfortable with this. At any given time, the boss, somebody you know, could be blowing it the fuck up, and it smells like shit as soon as I go in there. The last thing I want is one of my bosses to walk out from taking a shit and me know his brand.
Oh, you know, I go a different direction. I walk into an empty bathroom like what you're saying that's kind of shared, but somebody had just taken a shit. I don't want to be in the bathroom while somebody else walks in while I'm washing my hands and they think that was me.
Right. Well, I get that,
too. No, the bathroom I got at work, the one that the single-use thing, it's kind of cavernous. So there's a way to kind of sneak out, and I'm very careful to make sure that, like if somebody,
sneaky,
like comes to use the bathroom while I'm in there, that's an automatic another 5 minutes of me sitting there because I want to make sure nobody is near that door when I leave. Because, no, I didn't want you to know that.
But again, there's a total of 50 people here, and the amount of shit that goes on, there must be something in the water because all day, half of this, I mean, the productivity of this place could go up if people could just control their bowels. Now, let me tell you where I poop. I poop in the other one that I go to is in a warehouse down. I walk like 5 minutes. And there's only like three guys in this warehouse in this area, and they know every time when I'm going and say hi and wave to them that I'm about to blow up their bathroom because I know that at least
you're
have
carrying
some
a magazine.
Huh? Yeah, I know. I just go. They know because I immediately go back there.
Hey, fellas, about to take a shit.
Because I don't want to be there when my
go get him, Cannon.
I know. God damn it, this motherfucker. But here's the other thing, too. Here's my question. We have evolved. Like, we're here to help. We're talking about evolving as a species and things like that. You know, in the 1920s, people were dying during surgery and everything from doctors. Do you know why they were dying during surgery?
Probably because they were afraid to take a shit and their boss finding out.
No, it's because all of a sudden these doctors realized that people, when they're playing with their organs, that they should probably wash their hands before they were handling their.
I don't know. I've
innards.
Watched a lot of episodes of MASH, and they would perform surgery on the side of the road if they had to.
But that was the 70s. Things had changed by then. But then they realized, hey, there's germs. We live in a society, my point is, that Ecolab, one of the main companies there right downtown, and they make a lot of their money on these little things you see in the bathrooms all the time. Hand sanitizer, this, that, whatever. It's everywhere. We have dryers that you don't have to touch, right? You just wait, or the paper, I'm sorry, not dryers, but the paper towel things. You wave your hand, you do the fucking karate chop.
Yeah, and 4 hours later, you get enough paper towel to dry your hands.
I know, it's terrible.
Here's a quarter inch. Here's another quarter inch.
I know, you're like,
you seem to be abusing this. I'm only giving you an eighth inch on swipe three.
That's terrible. But you finally get all this. We do all this stuff to be sanitary, all these things like that. Never before have we been more clean. And then you know what we do as a society? We decide when we take a huge shit that a piece of toilet paper is going to get us clean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question to you to find out what kind of man you are. Do you use wet wipes?
No.
Oh, my God. Baco. Baco, Baco, Baco. This is something that as a society we need to realize. And that is...
Yeah, there's a lot of plumbers that will disagree with you, by the way.
No, there's flushable wipes. Listen to me. Here's the thing. Do a test. Wipe as hard as you can. And then take one wet wipe and you will faint with the amount of fecal matter that's left behind. We are disgusting people. We might as well be wiping ourselves with leaves from the forest.
I do that.
In your bathroom, you just have a bag of leaves.
Yeah, but you know, I'm hardcore. I don't even use leaves. I use pine needles.
My whole point is I
a stick, like just rub
pine needles. So do you use one of those things to hang on your rearview mirror to wipe it all over your ass?
Yeah, let's go with that, yeah.
I can just tell you this much. Many years ago, I was reading a GQ magazine and looking for the fall fashion lines at Abercrombie. And
of course you were.
Just kidding. And they had an article about wet wipes, and that's exactly the quote that it was about the whole fecal matter thing. And I, from that point forth, I go – like a maniac. It doesn't matter where I go. If I go to a concert or anything like that, I have a Ziploc bag of wet wipes in my right or left pocket, just in case, because I do not want to feel dirty the rest of the day. What do you think about that?
I think that makes you a little dandy. Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. In 10 years, you will see that the wet wipe industry will be taking over bathrooms. We have gone, no. You realize when we were, no, listen no. to me. No. We had, when we were younger, cars didn't even – seatbelts were an option. They were an upgrade. We were flying through windshields. Babies were flying through out of car windows and everything like that. We have evolved this species. This will become the standard. And I'm going to tell you right now,
Going to be in the bathroom.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Already in the bathroom. You want to invest in something, you're going to take advice from me right now. That is invest in wet wipe companies. They will be –
why not the bidet?
Ecolab.
Why not the bidet?
Oh, I would love a bidet.
Yeah, because
I would like
a bidet. Doesn't require you to create more garbage, by the way.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to explain. These other countries, that's standard. Wouldn't you like to get a little shower? It's like a brush.
What other countries?
Ass.
France.
No, I don't know where this
I'm
is
sorry.
Going.
Look, whatever. Yeah. It's not like, yeah, you wipe your ass and then never shower for a week. You might have a point. But I do scrub down there. I can make sure I clean her out every morning.
It's uncomfortable. During the day, you need a nice clean washing the rest of the day.
You might want to look at your diet and not rely on the wet wipe so much.
Anyway, the point is, I have no idea statistically with 50 people and only 30 in the admin office and 20 in the factory down below – it is amazing the fact that 9 out of 10 times somebody's blown it up every time I open the restroom.
You're about the cleanliness. I'm about, like, not being caught. I don't want someone to smell. Like,
you're just, like, sneaking around.
Yeah. I try to get in and out as quick as possible. And if someone interrupts that, it's going to delay it because I do not want to be seen.
Yeah, you have shame. You're like you're a shame pooper.
I feel shame.
It's because we're all animals. It is funny, the whole situation. We're all this, and every once in a while we just sit down like animals and take a shit in a bowl.
Well, there is a fifth bathroom at work that the two owners use that they pretend that nobody knows.
Oh, the elite bathroom.
Yeah,
that's what I would buy. If I was the boss, like these guys, if they own a company, I would definitely have a bathroom, only my bathroom, because I would not want to just blow up with the common folk.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think the same reason that I don't – these guys are good guys. They're not like above-it-all people.
Sure.
But they definitely don't want to be seen in that vulnerable state at all with the people that they're supposed to lead, you know. And that's kind of how I feel, you know. It's like I don't want the guy that I have to like yell at because he shipped three packages wrong that – I also just fucking, you know, plastered the toilet with diarrhea.
That's what I'm trying to explain, because the one thing I always remember is that not my boss's boss, but the guy that looked over the entire company, He was at my branch one day. This is a long time ago, and I still remember this vividly. And he forgot to close the bathroom, lock the bathroom door. So I just walked in there. I saw him halfway up his toilet, sticking his hand between his legs, and he looked like a scared little animal. And I saw everything, Baco. It was horrible. I could never look back. I could never respect him anymore. I saw him in the most vulnerable position.
I know. That's his dent.
You can't do it.
I told you about my high school bathrooms where there none of the poopers had doors on them. And going in there and seeing your history teacher just sitting there with his weird, you know, jacket with the elbow pads.
How about this? I got even one more for you. At Harrison High School, the fine Harrison High School, there was one bathroom that was four urinals. This was like near the lunch area. And four shitters. No divider at all. God. No stall.
Nothing between the toilets?
Middle. No, nothing.
So it's like a military, like a latrine? Yes.
That's right.
Was Private Pyle mopping it and then shot himself?
I went in there. I was like, who's here? I never shit in there, but I would go in there and take a piss, and there'd be like three guys taking a dump.
I gotta believe that like taking a piss in there was like taking a piss in jail too. Like you're trying to like twist your torso away from anybody.
There's no, if you were automatically, if you're going to go out there and like murder somebody that night, there would be no transition between that bathroom and being behind bars and shitting in your bedroom. Oh, God. It's just, this just amazes me. We have evolved as a society. 50 years from now, we're going to look back and say, man, 2018, what a savage time. We were driving our own cars. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we're going to look at this. And we're wiping our ass with pieces of paper, cardboard. We need to evolve. We're here to help people. That's the message.
Rock's not dead.
It's hiding.
And you found it.
Unclean and leaving valuable treasure behind.
awesome. I definitely have an opinion on public pooping.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.